If you want me to drag up all those furtive phone calls and tiptoed moments, then I'm ready for you. I'm so ready for you.
Let's just forget it, shall we? It's too late for this.
Yes, you're probably right. Much too late. Just don't screw up Merv Griffin, that's all I ask. I like it here, even if you don't.
Christ, love, what's to screw up? I mean, how do you expect me to foul up on Merv Griffin? I go on, I sit down, I smile at the audience, I say how good the film is, a funny anecdote about the hump. What hump? Boom, shh, good night.
First off, don't get loaded in hospitality before you go on.
Champagne. You like me drinking champagne. Far more Hollywood than brown ale, don't you know?
Knowing you, you'll be swigging it out of the bottle as you stagger through the corridors with your trousers round your ankles.
I'll probably be wearing a dirty vest too. I just wasn't born to be sophisticated. Fred Astaire was. I wasn't. Mind you, I bet old Fred would give his gravity-defying dancing shoes to be able to wander around the Sunset Strip without his pants. Oh, damn it. In nothing but his pants, I mean. This transatlantic humour could confuse a stupid person.
Uh-huh.
I just don't have the flair to be rich. I was clearly cut out to be poor, however rich I get. This is why the birds can't leave me alone.
Stop it!
Darling.
Just stop it. I just wish you could grasp what we have here.
I'm listening.
You were the one who wanted this. Isn't this what you were hungry for all during the years you were slaving away just as a writer? Just don't throw it away because you know you can.
Yeah.
Be sensible. Just for me.
Okay.
It's not like I stop you doing whatever the hell you want.
Oh, sure, I'm free to do whatever I please.
Within reason, yes, you are. And you even abuse that. Oh, don't deny it, Marty. I'm not an idiot. Just do the Merv Griffin show and stick to what they want to hear.
Like always?
No, no, not like always. Not like the Dinah Shore show.
Trishay Nett with false teeth. I knew her before she became extinct, you know. Dinah Shore.
The Dinah Shore show, where you spent most of the time going on about your poverty-stricken childhood.
Am I allowed to say anything on Merv Griffin? You're shaking him warmly by the hand and saying, good evening, Merv. Too much, do you think? I could just do the whole thing in mime, of course.
Just tone down the Bowery Boy stuff, Marty. That's all I ask. You always come across like Oliver Twist. Your dad was a very successful businessman. Don't be ashamed of him on national television.
Who's ashamed of him? I'm not ashamed of anything. Look, you weren't there. I was poor. My parents were forever skipping away from digs without paying the rent. Mind you, they were used to poverty.
They trudged barefoot from Kiev with nothing but a bow and arrow.
There you go again.
Mangy rabbit furs wrapped around their blisters.
Stop.
What? It's funny.
But it didn't happen like that. Oh, tell them you were born in Hampstead.
But I wasn't born in Hampstead. I was born in Canning Town.
Hampstead. It sounds better. Refined. Moneyed. Successful. Bang, it's impressive. You got too big for little old Britain. You want to prove yourself across the pond. Hollywood land. Next stop, the Academy Awards.
For crying out loud, love, have you swallowed a year's supply of picture go or something? Gotta sing, gotta dance. I'll go on in my white tuxedo, shall I? Marty Feldman in the Broadway Melody of 1974. He sings, he dances, he trips over his bootstraps.
This place is built on lies. You are funny. You just are. Stop trying so hard to ruin it.
Comedy heightens your self-awareness and causes you to go out and parade your neuroses.
The bigwigs here also know you are very funny. Don't make them change their mind about that. They love you.
Yeah.
I sense the rewards coming your way. Our way. And no, not just the money. The success. The acclaim. The position. Imagine it, directing your own movies, paying Hollywood back for the way they treated Buster Keaton.
Right.
Putting the clown on top for a change, instead of the dollar-squeezing producer or the acid-tongued columnist having all the clout. Marty, the court jester who brought Hollywood to its knees.
Jesus. Which of us is rumoured for the Oscar nomination, by the way?
You know I'm right. You just won't admit it. The perfectionist who can't allow himself to be perfect. It's ridiculous. You're the triple threat.